The question was asked about the details of making a blessing on tzitzit when one is wearing more than one pair, or one is going to wear a talit katan, the small tzitzit, which we wear over our undershirt, and then later one is going to wear a talit gadol. So let's begin with introducing the concept in a global sense and then go down to the specifics of tzitzit. Before we perform a mitzvah, we make a blessing on the performance of that mitzvah. Now, there are rules as to which mitzvot get pachot and which don't. We don't make a blessing before we do kibud avim. We don't make a blessing before we do the mitzvah of tzedakah. We don't make a blessing before we do gemilas chesed. There are rules that Chazal taught us as to when they instituted a blessing and when not. Most of the blessings on mitzvot are found in the Shas, the Gemara tells us, but not all of the blessings. For example, the blessing on tzitzit, the blessing on immersing a vessel, tvilat kelim. There are blessings on mitzvot that don't appear in the Shas. And nonetheless, our sages taught us that we make that blessing. Wearing tzitzit is probably the place where the Shulchan Aruch discusses most the laws of blessings on mitzvot. And as such, we derive from the laws of blessings on tzitzit to the laws of blessings on other mitzvot. For example, if one takes down his mezuzot and then he's going to put them back up again, does he make a new blessing or not? We derive the laws of making a blessing on the putting up of a mezuzah from the laws of tzitzit, because this is the first place that in the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch discusses the laws of blessing on tzitzit. So this is, so to speak, the prototype of blessings on a mitzvot, and from here we're going to infer to all other mitzvot. Yeah.
Why would you take off the mezuzot?
Let's say you're taking your mezuzot to be checked. Let's say you're taking your mezuzot to paint your house.
Okay, but let's say just taking them to
takes
them off to get his house painted, if he has intention to put
them
back.
So that's all we'll get to that in a minute. The basic rule is that so long as I'm performing a mitzvah, I don't have to make a blessing on that mitzvah. We wear a talit katan, the tzitzit that we wear close to our garments, or under our garments, or above our garments, and then we wear the large talit. Now, let's say a person put on his tzitzit, his talit katan, and when he put it on, he just woke up, or he put it on in the shower room, and he couldn't make a blessing. So he has two options. He could wait till he's pure and he could make a blessing, and then make a blessing on the talit katan. Or else, what he can do is that he could wait until he dons the talit gadol and make a blessing on the talit katan. And this has a preference. The preference for this is primarily because this way you avoid a bracha sheina tzricha. You don't need to make two separate blessings. Your bracha on the talit gadol could be good for the talit katan. So that's the primary reason. There's another reason that's discussed, but we're going to deal primarily with that reason.
So if you guys say,
yeah, because you're wearing a talit gadol. Now,
if you just made on the bed,
yeah, if I remember correctly, you are. I have to look for it where it says exactly, but that's what I remember. And remind me to check, but I'm pretty sure that, yeah. Now, when it comes to mitzvah tzitzit, I'm wearing tzitzit, I take it off, I put it back on, I'm still performing the same mitzvah. Theoretically, I shouldn't have to make another bracha.
Should not?
I should not. Now, let's say I put on my tzitzit, I made a blessing, I'm performing this mitzvah now. I'm wearing the tzitzit. I go to shul, I put on the talit gadol, I'll make another bracha, because this is a new mitzvah. If I put on a talit katan, I wear my tzitzit, I made a blessing, 5 minutes later I'm cold, I can't find my sweater, so I say, okay, I have a good idea, I'll get another mitzvah. I take off my shirt, I put on the next pair of tzitzit, I'm performing another mitzvah, I make another blessing. Why? Because there was a pause, there was a hefsek, there was a hesech hada'at. That's the main point here. My mind wasn't focused on this point anymore. If I'm focused on putting on tzitzit, so I made the blessing, and I'm still focused on this mitzvah, so I put on the first tzitzit, and then I'm looking for my other talit katan, I can't find it. I call my wife says, I don't know where it is. I call my kid, he says, yeah, I used it to tie up my towels. So I go and I untie all the dolls, and now I'm going to wear that tzitzit. Well, even though I spoke to my wife, I spoke to my child, I untied all the dolls from my tzitzit, and then I put it on, well, nonetheless, I was busy constantly with this mitzvah. So there was no hesech hadat. So even though it took time and I was busy doing my things, I wasn't mesiach dat. I didn't remove my thought from this mitzvah, and the blessing will still go on the next pair. But if I remove my thought from it, then I have to make another blessing. Now, let's say I'm... Antriyat Yadayim is not the same thing, because that's not a Birkat HaMitzvot. Meaning, it's a different Birkat HaMitzvot. It's not that I have a mitzvah like tzitzit. Chazal instituted we should wash our hands. I'm performing Chazal's mitzvah of washing our hands when I make the blessing on Netilat Yadayim, and the Hesech HaDat is a Hesech HaDat of cleanliness. It's a different Hesech HaDat. But let's not confuse the 2 points. Let's first get this, and then we can go on to Netilat Yadayim. Now we're going to focus on Ashkenazim. Now the Sephardim among us should excuse me, just to maintain simplicity, and we're going to work with the opinion of the Mishnah Brura. The major discussion is what happens if I remove my talis and my intent is to put it back on, it's going to be a while before I put it back on. So then, I have to make another blessing. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Ramah says, no, if you had in mind that you're putting it back on, you don't have to make another blessing. And some say that that's only when you have your Talit Katan on you, when you're still wearing the Talit Katan. And the Mishnah Brura says, we go with that one. So I'm still performing the mitzvah of Tzitzit, and my intent is to continue performing the mitzvah. So even though I took off the Talit Gadol, I won't make a new blessing when I put it back on. And that's why when people go to the bathroom and they put back their Talit, they don't make a blessing again, because we go with that opinion.
So is Tefillin?
Tefillin, no. Tefillin is different, because Tefillin, you're not maintaining the mitzvah, and you can't maintain the mitzvah when you're in the bathroom. Tefillin, you would make another blessing. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says something. You would. Yeah, sure. The Shulchan Aruch says, just one second, let's say I was walking with my talis and it fell and I didn't mean for it to fall. I'm walking, someone steps on the tzitzis, I keep walking, my talis stays here. So over here the Shulchan Aruch says, being that you didn't have mind, so you have to make another blessing. But that's assuming the whole talis fell off of you. If let's say the corner stayed on you, so you're still performing the mitzvah, you're still wearing it to some degree. So I once said, and I asked Rabbi Feinstein, and he agreed with me on this, that it's almost impossible for this halacha to come true, that you'll have to make another blessing. Because the halacha says, let's say you remove the talis and you had in mind to put it back on, so then you don't make another blessing. Now what happens when someone steps on your talis? You feel your talis flying off of you. You almost always are going to have a second or 2 seconds or a millisecond where the talis is still on you, and you say whoops and it's flying off, right? Now when you say that whoops, what are you really saying? No, I don't want that talis to fall, but I know it's falling. So you have a second in your mind where almost always, unless you're like if you're like Rav Chaim Kanievsky and you're wearing 15 layers, then you might not notice when the talis flies off of you. That's when you would you would have to make a bracha again. Even when you're doing Hagbah, you know it's going off of you. The second you're conscious of the fact that the talis is falling off, and you have in mind, you automatically think, okay, I'm going to have to pick it up and put it back on again. So that's called das. You're aware of it. The only time you have to make the blessing again is when you had no intent and you weren't conscious of it. So long as the talis is still on you, when you have in mind, oh, it's falling off, I have to put it back on, you won't have to make another blessing. So that's why it's very rare that a person's talis should fall and he isn't aware of it until it's totally off of him. And that's why almost always a person is not going to make another blessing when he puts the talis back on him. So
he's aware of the salah too.
Okay, that's always right. The case.
So if he's not aware of the salah, he should make it. And then someone says, you know, your talis fell, you should make another bracha. You should make another bracha, no?
What do you mean? I mean, bottom line, he knew about it.
He knew the talis fell off.
Was he aware of it before it was totally off of him? That's the question.
But he's not aware that if he puts it back on, he might have a different, he might think it's a different, he has split back up again. It doesn't have the same framework. You know?
I'm listening. I'm not following what you're saying.
He doesn't know that you have to make another bracha afterwards. So he's not thinking it's part of the same mitzvah.
The idea is that not that he's thinking it's a part of the same mitzvah, but rather that his thought is, no, it's falling off me, I want it back on, and I'll put it back on. So long as he's conscious of the fact that it's going to come off of him, and that he will put it back on before it is totally off of him, that's called that he didn't have his sechadas, because he was aware of it. So I hope we covered your question. In summation, we make a bracha on the mitzvah. The bracha on a talit gadol could also be good for a talit katan. Some say that that's the best way to do it. Wear the talit katan and wait till you put on the talit gadol and shul, and then make the blessing, and that will include the talit katan, and you avoid a bracha shena tzicha. Every time we perform the mitzvah, we make a blessing. So long as we're performing the mitzvah, we don't need to make another blessing. If we take off our talit katan or talit gadol with the intent to put it back on, then we would not have to make another blessing. The same would hold true, let's say you have a mezuzah in your doorpost, and you take it down to paint the room, and you know that tonight you're going to put it back up. So then you don't have to make another blessing. The Aruch HaShulchan says that it has to be the same day. Once a day passes, that's already Hesech Hadas. That's what he says. But what happens when you take your mezuzot down and you bring them to the sofer to check? And then you're going to put them back up. So here there's a discussion. How do we view that? Do we say, well, there's Hesech Hadas, you brought it to the sofer? Do we say, no, there's no Hesech Hadas? What did you bring to the sofer for? To check in order to put it back up. So I spoke to Rav Ged about that this week, just so happens. Rav Ged is a rabbi here in the neighborhood. He's a big sofer stam, a big shochet and mohel. So I asked him what he thinks, and he said he thinks that whenever you take mezuzahs down to be checked, when you put them back up, you should make a blessing. There is such an opinion. So I asked him why. So he said that the logic is that when you take down mezuzahs and you bring it to a sofer to be checked, what are you thinking? Either it's kosher or it's not. You can't say you don't have Hesech Hadas. You're not sure you're putting it back up. Maybe the sofer will tell you it's not kosher. Maybe the sofer will tell you it was damaged. So you can't say, I took it down and I know I was putting it back up. No, you took it down to bring it to the sofer to find out if you could put it back up or not. So he said that in his opinion, you'll always make a bracha when you put it back on. And there is such an opinion. There are two opinions as to whether we make a blessing when we bring it to be checked. If we put it back up, whether we should make a blessing or not. And I think what he's saying is very powerful. Right, if you're taking it down to paint, then you know that you're going to put it back up in 3 or 4 hours, then you would not make a bracha, right? If you have a safek, he holds it's no safek, right? But he holds this way, he holds in this situation, this way you should do. If you have a rabbi that holds one way, then you don't have a safek. If he's your rabbi, you could ask your own rabbi and see what he tells you. Okay.
So
on this point or something else?